The Holistic Lens, Episode 3.
Hey, so today's episode is all going to be about the healing power of nature. There are so many health benefits to going out in nature and spending time in nature, or even in the woods, or taking a walk in a park. So we're going to break a little bit of that down in today's episode. So let's get started. My question is, do you guys take a walk out in nature? Do you take a walk out in the woods? Do you have places to do that? Do you know that it's actually important to our physiological health, our well-being, our mental and emotional health to do that? So, do you know it's also helpful for your immune system? So, I'm going to get into the immune system now. When we go outside, and when we are in nature, and when we immerse ourselves into that, it helps to minimize the effects of many different diseases. How does that happen? How does nature do that? Nature helps to produce more of the natural killer cell. So the natural killer cells are part of the immune system. You can think of them as your army. They're the ones that go in with the other cells and kill things and kill different bacteria and viruses when your other parts of your immune system cannot do that. And if you want to learn more about your immune system, over on my blog, I have a blog post on each different killer cell and how you can help to enhance those. Now, being in nature is beneficial for the physiological effect on our body. When you take a walk in nature or you take a walk in a park, you are decreasing your sympathetic nervous system. That is the nervous system that is your everyday nervous system. That's not your rest and digest nervous system. The rest and digest nervous system is your parasympathetic nervous system. Okay? That is the rest and digest. The one we're talking about, the sympathetic nervous system, is your everyday fight or flight nervous system. And that is decreased when you are out in nature or you take a walk in the woods. Now, the parasympathetic nervous system is enhanced. So your rest and digest nervous system that we tap into when we're resting and we're digesting our food. This nervous system is also the nervous system that we tap into when we're being mindful or when we're meditating. I love to go out and meditate in nature or just take time and be still in nature and combine those two different elements. It's very calming. Now, being in nature and tapping into that parasympathetic nervous system, or when you meditate, that helps to reduce and lower your blood pressure and your pulse rate. So it calms you down. It really does have not just a physiological effect, it has a mental effect, an emotional effect. Now, being out in nature and getting out in the sunlight is very, very important for vitamin D. Now, right now, where I'm at, it's winter time in a lot of parts of the USA. So I know that we're going to have problems getting out and getting the vitamin D, but vitamin D helps with your strengthening your immune system. Vitamin D helps strengthen your bones. Vitamin D helps fight depression and winter blues. So we really need to get out in the sunlight for the vitamin D. Now, it shows being helped. There are studies showing that when you are out in nature, it boosts your mood. And the sunlight boosts your mood. And that goes back to beating the winter blues and beating that depression. And as humans, we are not meant to be sedentary. We are not meant to just stay in our houses. We are meant to go out and be among nature and among animals. And personally, this year, when I was outside, when it was nice, I was able to see the birds and see everything, and it was just so calming for me. Another tip you can do is open your windows and let some sunlight get in, because seeing outside and letting sunlight get in can help reduce the winter blues as well. Now, if you're ever scatterbrained, that's another thing you can go outside and take care of as well, or get fresh air. Getting outside in the sunlight helps with those physiological and emotional things as well. Now, have you ever felt bad? I mean, like, really bad. Not, like, sick or anything, but just, like, down and out and you don't know what's wrong. Go outside. Just sit on your porch. I challenge you. Find a spot you can go outside and just put a chair on. And just get some fresh air. Once a day. There's your challenge for this week until the next podcast comes out. Is take some time and find a spot where you can sit out and be in nature. It will be very beneficial to your mind and body. And when you're out there, close your eyes, take a deep breath, breathe. If the weather's permitting for you to do that. Now, if it's like 59 degrees out there, you don't want to do that. Unless you're going to bundle up, and then you don't want to get sick. And I know right now, some people can't get out because of the pandemic. But please, if you even have like a little porch area, try to get outside and take a breath. And just be out in the sunlight, because we're going to need it right now with the winter. And a lot of people have seasonal depression, and they know it's because of the lack of sunlight. So the vitamin D is very crucial, and being outside is very crucial, and being in this a massive healing environment that we have. Being outside, and if you can take a walk in the park, in the wooded area, it will benefit you. And I'm a testament to that, because I try to get outside as much as I can, and I know when I get outside, I can feel better, clear-headed, but again, there's your challenge. Try to get outside, try to get some vitamin D, try to meditate. If you can't go outside and meditate, that's a good thing to tap into the parasympathetic nervous system. So, on the next two podcasts, we are going to be interviewing two wonderful ladies, and you hopefully will get as much as I will get out of those interviews, because they will be wonderful. One lady is going to be talking about emotional health and resilience, and another lady is going to be talking about the mind and body and her journey into that. So join me for the next two podcasts. Your health is in your own hands.